podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Okay, so look, Vietnamese, delicious. One of my favouritest cuisines.
Mm-hmm.
You get the little spring rolls.
Yep.
And then you get the Vietnamese mint and you wrap it around. And,
Go to town. It's good.
And there are, I'd love to name all the good Vietnamese restaurants in sort of Geelong Surf Coast, but I don't have time.
All good people.
I don't want to play favourites.
Mm.
But there's a restaurant called Cha Cha. It's not in Geelong.
Yeah.
It's gone viral with some CCTV footage because they have been scammed.
Oh, no.
And this almost falls into, is it a hack or just scamming someone?
Really? You be the judge. See, that could take a turn.
Stop it, you bum. Okay, so peak lunchtime, busy restaurant. CCTV footage shows a woman in sort of a tan trench coat, no fake arm that I can see, just a trench coat.
Yeah.
Carrying a laptop bag.
Okay.
She approaches the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Busy. It's very busy. It's hard to keep track. Everyone's doing things.
Yeah.
She sort of sidles over to where you drop your number tag for your order. You know, there's a little box on the counter where you've picked up. I had order 16.
Oh, right, okay.
Thank you. Got 16, and then I put it in the little box.
Yeah.
Right. So she sort of subtly sticks her hand in there and grabs one out, and then goes over, like just sort of fades back into the crowd of waiting people, and then just stands there for 10 odd minutes, and then she goes up to the counter. She goes, "Hey, I'm sorry. Have you guys forgotten my order? I've got number 16 here." And they're like, oh. And they check around and, no, the food for numbers. And as far as they can tell, they're already up to number 23. So then
We'll make it now.
We're so sorry. We'll make it for you right now. Brrr, fast forward, made it. Then they hand it out to her. She asked for a bag. Can I have a bag, please? Yeah, no worries. Put it in a bag for you. Really sorry. I think someone might have taken your food. And she's like, wow, that's unfortunate. That's not cool. And then off she goes, trots off with a full lunch.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Is it a hack or just scamming someone?
Do you know what? It's like, if you can afford a trench coat.
Yeah. A tan-coloured one.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But those things are like $300.
Do you reckon she's got a laptop in that laptop bag?
It's full of spring rolls.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
So excited. Cats taking on the Dockers. Round one. First round here at GMHBA Stadium. So much going on. K-Rock's footy beer is officially being launched tonight.
Yes.
The Geelong Lager, thanks to Blackmans.
Lager.
You're going to be able to get it from tonight as well. So many celebrations ready to take place.
Mm.
And I want to chat now about footy music. Now, every time a player kicks a goal, they have a tune, and Lingy is kind of against it.
Well,
and
so is Chris Scott. He said it's like the Americanization of the game.
Yeah. But then Lingy changed his mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, look, get around it. I don't know. Some of the songs you're going to know and some you probably won't. So let's start with who we think's actually going to maybe have a few kicks
goals
this season.
Yeah.
Jezza Cameron, of course, with his classic. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold up. Of course, I mean, it goes without saying.
The Gambler.
He's a country boy. There you go. Shannon Neal, we know this one. And so does his mum.
Yeah, when he
Shout
kicks it back.
Shannon's mum.
She gets blind.
Loves it. Tyson Stengel has this one that you probably don't know by name, but you'd know.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah.
It's Chelsea Dagger.
Yeah, cool.
And Brad Close, he's a Shaboozy man.
Yeah, he was talking about it with Tim and Davo the other day.
Yeah. I love Brian Myers' choice, though.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
Man I Need.
It might be the Man I Need section, though.
Yeah.
I reckon. Oliver Dempsey also has...
Come on. See?
Oliver Dempsey has one that I cut for you so I can come back.
Oh, yeah, I can find that.
He's got Hot, right?
Oh, yes.
But it's not the version that we would know. It's a very specific version from the Merry Men, okay?
Oh, yeah,
so it's Hot, but it's this version. Olé, olé. I don't think you can go wrong. Ollie's made a great choice there.
I do think it sounds like every other version I've heard of this song. Maybe I've only heard this version.
No, of course not. Of course, Patrick Dangerfield came out and said his song.
Yeah.
Launching it on Friday. 3 p.m. on Friday. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a lager drink, he drinks a lager drink. We sing the song when Dangerfield kicks a goal. We have the beer at Blackman's at Grovedale. Oh, Danger Boy loves a lager, Danger Boy.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's
by Chris.
That's Chris's version. Yeah, celebrating. I don't know if we'll be hearing that tomorrow because it's very Friday specific. Yeah. But he's got Chumbawamba, of course.
I think, just flicking through the list, having a look at him, it does appear that some have just been given songs.
Oh, who do you reckon?
I like, actually, Bailey Smith with Landslide by Fleetwood
Mac.
Yeah,
that's a goodie.
Yeah.
That is a goodie.
Reece Stanley's chosen Huntrix by Golden by Huntrix, the K-pop demon. But like a Jay Polkinghorne with Pump at Black Eyed Peas, it seems quite generic.
No, but that's what gets the people up. You got to think of dance floor fillers.
Mitch Nevitt, Rock and Roll All Night. Mitch Edwards, As His Arm. Come on, Jack Bowes, you could do better than Taylor Swift, Love Story.
Nah, you know what? It's leave it to them. We've got Sam De Koning on just before the end of the show today, and his song is Don't Look Back in Anger. I'm going to ask him whether he actually chose it or not.
True. Ollie Wiltshire, Fireball by Pitbull. I mean, I love it, but also...
No, I'm telling you, mate, they're floor fillers.
Hunter,
don't be banging
Hunter
it.
Holmes, Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, come on now. Well, what would yours be, big guy?
What would mine be?
Yeah.
You know what mine would be.
No.
Milli Vanilli. No, I did say a special song to me that is this one. Hang on.
Wish me love, wishing well, to kiss and tell, wishing well.
Look, I can't fault you there.
People can get up and about
to dance floor filler.
Terrence Trent D'Arby, of course.
To kiss and tell, wishing well.
I can't believe we've gotten Terrence Trent D'Arby and Milli Vanilli into the first hour of the show.
Anything
incredible. It's Friday. It's Friday vibes. What's your song?
It's Private. Don't ask.
Oh.
No, that's the name of the song, Widow.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
The Manosphere. Red Pill. What do all these terms mean? What's it all about? Andrew Tate. Why are people watching his content? Look, Louis Theroux, he, in my opinion, is a very, very good documentarian.
I love Louis. I think he's...
I love the way he tackles things.
Yeah, very interesting.
Some people say that he's a Nepo baby and he goes into places where, you know, people are really doing it tough and highlights that. But I think that I really enjoy his style of content. So when I saw a new documentary was coming to Netflix, I thought, I'm going to watch it. It's titled Louis Theroux's Inside the Manosphere.
I was entering the Manosphere, a wild frontier of streamers whose behaviour is reshaping the culture.
The mother of my children, she doesn't talk well to me.
We don't cross into each other's lane.
Do you consider yourself a misogynist?
I love women and I actually understand them.
You think you know better than they do?
They want a guy that can lead them and dominate them.
I'll have to say that this doco, it goes for about an hour and 40-ish. Within the first 2 minutes, I was like,
wild.
Triggered.
Yeah.
If you've seen Adolescence, that show that was filmed in one take, and it was amazing. A lot of this has come from, a lot of these themes was in that as well, where it's young boys on the internet watching this type of content and figuring out the world and how they feel about women and their values and everything from these types of content creators. And so Louis dives into this and he interviews a bunch of different content creators and he comes from it, you know, he says, you know, these guys are trying to do this, this and this and this, you know, they're trying to make men to feel like men and feel, you know, up and about and everything. But the underlying stuff that's happening is pretty grim.
Yeah.
The way that some of these streamers who have hundreds and thousands and millions, some of them, of followers is really disturbing to me.
Yeah.
Like some of the stuff that they were saying, I was just like, in what way? And I can't get into it in this specific time of the show. I don't want to, you know, get into specifics. But some of them are like, yeah, I'm misogynist, I'm racist, I'm anti-Semitic. I don't care. Like, they're literally just coming out and saying, I don't care. They say women are disgusting. We know better. That in the first 3 minutes, one of the guys introduces Louis to a girl that's there, and he said, that's my dishwasher. Oh, and I'm just like, oh, so go into it knowing that that's what it's about, but it does delve into a lot of the behind the scenes stuff too. Like, for example, one of the guys, a massive influencer on TikTok, he has a sort of, it's like, hey, this is how you can live like me. You should, you know, sign up to this company.
Mm.
He gets a little bit of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Like a pyramid scheme almost.
And then he highlights OnlyFans creators on there too, but he thinks that OnlyFans creators are disgusting. Okay. And Louis's like, but you're using them. And he's like, yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah, right.
I don't care at all.
Okay.
I'm making money. I'm all about making money.
Yeah.
I just feel like it would be really good for parents of kids to kind of find out, because I think a lot of this is underground.
Mm.
And if I'm on TikTok all the time, I'm not on this side of TikTok.
No,
but these
you're not
guys
getting
have
that.
Millions.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So we live in an echo chamber of our own making when it comes to what the algorithm shows us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will never get this stuff because it's not my bag.
Yeah.
So I feel like this could be really good for parents out there, especially of young boys who maybe in that age of like 12 to 15, especially, who this content is really pushed
target at.
Yes. So, like I said, it's about an hour and 40 minutes, pretty intense in the, you know, of what these men are saying and stuff, but it's not something that you can't watch. Like, it, you know, I wouldn't say it's
not unwatchable.
It's not unwatchable or anything like that.
Churning.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of my least favourite things about the internet is that any POS can get a platform and all of a sudden build an audience and start spreading whatever they reckon. And if people want to believe it, they'll believe it.
Well, Louis does mention that as well
because
he goes on like a live stream of a podcast and the guy is talking about how women who have many partners, that DNA can go into their current child. So, and Louis's like, that is not true.
That's
at
not
all.
Science.
And no, but the guy said it's science. And Louis's like, no, it's not at all. Yeah. But people just take this on face value.
Yeah.
So once again, it's worth watching. I think I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Sure.
I enjoyed it because, you know, it really delves into that world. I reckon Louis could have gone deeper, but he basically shuts up and lets them do it to themselves.
Yeah,
that's what I love about his style of doco as well. It's called Inside the Manosphere. It is up on Netflix right now.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Speaking of GMHBA Stadium, it's all happening there tomorrow. First bounce, 4:15 as the Cats take on the Dockers. And a man who will be right in the thick of it is Sam DeConing. He joins us now. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good.
We're stoked for the first home game of the season. How are you feeling ahead of it?
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's going to be good to be back at the Cattery with all the Cats fans. Yeah, we're really excited. Looking forward to it.
We'll just sort of just not mention the war, hey, Gold Coast. We won't just – that never happened. It's not even a real round, is it?
Exactly. We obviously didn't do what we wanted to do, but we've learned from our mistakes, and we're going to attack round one, and we're super excited.
Did you take the surfboard up to you with the goal on the Gold Coast, or is that the missing? Was that sort of the missing piece, or are you going to go for a surf pre-game this weekend?
I didn't actually take it to the Gold Coast. I didn't really feel like I needed a holiday in round one.
True.
So it was more of a business trip rather than a recreational one. But I'll definitely try and go. I went for a surf yesterday, so
nice.
That'll do me before the game. So yeah.
Nice. Hey, mate, it's been a wholesome week for Sam DeConing. You have met a little fan this week. Can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I met Ray. Obviously a super fan. He's got the blonde locks. Originally thought he was a fan of Baz.
Yeah.
Turns out Baz was his second favourite player and I was his favourite. So it's always a special feeling when a young kid like that thinks that you're their favourite player and you're their idol. It really makes you remember when you were young and you looked up to players. So that was a really special experience for me.
Did he say, I love you, Tom DeConing. I think you're the best.
Nah, he was pretty bang on. felt pretty lucky that he knew my name, and I was the one that was his favourite.
Who did you look up to, Sam, when you were a kid?
I was a Blues supporter, but we didn't win many games.
Yeah.
I didn't really go to the footy too much, so I didn't have many idols. I liked Fev, but I think Nat Fyfe was actually my favourite player as I got a bit older. So, I didn't really have many from Carlton.
Yeah, no. I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, everybody's talking this week about the After Goal songs, the celebration songs. The list has dropped of everyone's. Yours, you've gone with this.
Classic.
Oasis, huge. What's the inspiration? Why did you choose that one?
I just think it's a bit of a banger. Obviously, I should have probably told one of the forwards to kick goals every week because I think it would be a bit of a hit.
Yeah.
I hope the crowd gets into it if I do.
Look, yeah. I like that everyone gets a song. That's good. Even if you're not expected to kick one, it's nice. Did you get to actually choose it, all of you? Or were some of the boys like, I don't know, just give me anything?
Look, I'm going to back up some of the boys because I think some of the choices are a bit rogue.
Yeah.
I think the boys that didn't reply to the email just got given them. So,
yes, that's what we thought.
What can we confirm? Who didn't reply to the email?
Well, I don't know. I'm just making guesses right now. But, there's obviously a few rogue ones that aren't really suited to what I would have thought the player would have chosen.
Yeah, I don't reckon Jake Collard-Jatson got back to the email.
What's Jake?
Chris Brown song.
That could suit him. I wouldn't put it past Collar, but he's the type not to reply to a goal song email.
Yeah, he's not kicking that many, is he? There's some that seem a bit generic, but hey, the whole point is the goal. It's not the celebration, really, is it, anyway?
Yeah.
So that's good, mate.
Exactly.
The Dockers, I mean, they are a top four fancy, certainly, for 2026. How are you guys approaching hosting them, knowing that they have, I mean, you had a big win last year, but that they have had a couple of good wins down here?
Yeah, obviously, they've got a super strong list. They're looking really strong this year, and they're pretty high up on the ladder, so we're just trying to prepare ourselves as best we can, try and nullify their strengths, and but really just focusing on what makes us a good team, and trying to go after that. So we're coming at it pretty positively, and it should be a good battle.
And it must be nice to have Al Capitano, Patrick Dangerfield, and also Jezza back in the squad too.
Yeah, obviously. Two big inclusions. It's going to be nice to have those boys back, a bit of experience around the ground, and it's going to bring some real confidence for the boys in those areas.
Yeah, mate. Well, we're going to be there. We're very excited. We're having a big weekend. Carrock Football's Geelong Lager by Blackman's Brewery is dropping. Now, I don't know if you are a beer man, but I know a guy. So if you are interested in a lager, I don't know what you're allowed to do this time of year and what you're allowed to say on the radio, but certainly I'm just going to tap my nose and say, I can take care of you.
Yeah, hit me up for sure.
Yeah. Hey!
Nice one, brother. All right, well, hey, chookers for tomorrow. Hope you go really, really well. It's going to be awesome. First bounce is 4:15. Sam De Koning, thanks for having a chat to us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
No worries.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.